Welcome to Relationships at Work, the leadership guide to creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lalker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience and a whole heap load of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. If you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, well, you're in the right place. Every week on the show, I talk with a local or global leader on topics that are here to help us improve the workplace. We've tackled so many topics: negativity, empathy, activism, imposter syndrome, diversity, equity, inclusivity, belonging, mental health, so many topics and so many more to get to. And now, as an added bonus, I'll be sharing an additional episode, a little mini episode, pulled from the pages of our weekly Raw Notes, which comes out every Thursday and you can still subscribe to. This is going to be just a quick, valuable bit of information on top of our regular show to get your mindset tweaked. Look a little differently at things. Look a little few different angles, perhaps, to set you up for the day, the week, whatever you need. So the Raw Note I'm passing on to you this week is: don't like it? You can leave. The silent version. You've heard this quote before, haven't you? Once or twice? If you don't like it, you can leave? I have. I've heard it a lot when I was coming up in the service industry and a bit in the corporate, quote-unquote, professional world. It was the go-to for any leader that didn't want to hear differing opinions or new solutions to how it has always been done before. You can picture my air quotes. Or how it works here. Basically, it was this: get over it, get used to it, or get out. Sad to say, but this approach is still very much in place in many cultures. I'm not saying you hear these exact words. I bet you don't hear these exact words at all anymore. The difference is that now it's left unsaid. It's implied. Every time employee ideas to improve bad processes are ignored, every time an employee survey with a horrible result either isn't shared back to those employees, is censored with those results, or is shared but nothing changes. Every time bad behavior from leadership, like bullying, ignorance, passive aggressiveness, is ignored or tolerated. Every time employees feel fear or intimidated to speak up because there's no psychological safety due to fear of retaliation. If you don't like it, you can leave. They're not saying those words, but their actions sure are. Organizations and leadership are saying that this is the organization. We're not interested in changing it, even if we say we are. Now your move. Over to you. What are you going to do about it? Well, you can leave. If you don't like it, you can leave. This new modern version can have serious consequences, including killing employee morale, demotivating staff, increasing turnover, and lowering engagement. Thankfully, as leaders, we do have some options in influencing the workplace environment for our teams. We don't have to be those type of leaders. We don't have to lead that type of organization. And if you're listening to this, you're one of the ones that really wants to make a difference. We can actually take steps to change all this for our employees and for our culture. So let's start with number one, fostering open communication. How about encouraging our teams to voice their concerns and feedback without fear? By listening and acknowledging their opinions and ideas, and making sure they know that that is valuable, that their feedback, their ability to voice their concerns is very valuable. Even as we as leaders may not agree with it or not, it's still very, very important that they feel safe to even be contrarian or speak truth to power. Number two, be fair and consistent in everything we do. Maybe implement and enforce policies and procedures that are fair, consistent, and transparent. And equitably across all team members, across the entire organization. And make sure we address any disparities, discrimination, or bias immediately to ensure any fairness. It's the part where we're actually walking the talk. And last, certainly not last, but just last one I want to mention today: drive change. Be a change agent yourself. Demonstrate that if something isn't working, it can be adjusted without repercussions. Involve employees in decision-making processes. Get their input into things that affect their work and the company's direction. Because if they have skin in the game, they'll feel a part of an organization. They'll feel like they are part of the vision, the mission, all the things we talk about. Well, that has to be inclusive as well. Even though that "if you don't like it, you can leave" statement sucks, the one thing I do like about it from my days you know, getting my career started or starting out just being in the workforce, is that I liked how clear it was. They were honest. They were open about it. They were basically saying, if you don't like this, you can leave. Now it's quiet. It's something you have to decipher and look around and watch around you, as opposed to being properly and clearly communicated like it was when I was 15, 16, 17. Now, remember, by fostering open communication, being consistently fair, and driving change, all those things I mentioned, you'll show that if you don't like it, you don't have to leave. If you don't like it, we're still listening, and we want to do better. That's what you're actually communicating. I think that's got a better ring to it. And that will do it for another Raw Note version of this episode of Relationships at Work, the leadership guide to creating a workplace we love. Thank you so much again for joining me. If you like these mini episodes or our guest episodes, which drop every Tuesday morning, please go over to our ratings and review section on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a rating or review, 5 stars, preferably, saying how much it's impacted you or how much you've enjoyed the show or any of those particularly positive things. It really helps the show grow, and really appreciate that and your time. Take care.